of all of our praises. Can we just praise the Lord this morning? Can we just praise the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Can we praise the Lord this morning? Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everybody to stand this morning for the reading of the word. The scripture this morning comes from Mark, the second chapter, verses 1 to 5, and then verses 11 and 12. The scripture says, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house." I want to read that part again. "And it was noised that he was in the house. And it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one of the sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof. They uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Verse 11 and 12. I say unto thee, arise and take thy bed, and go thy way unto thine house. And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The word of God is already blessed. Amen. And I just keep going back to the scripture that it says, and it was noised that he was in the house. You know, when Jesus is in the house, there's a certain noise that happens. That's why I say, can we give him some praise this morning? Because when I hear your praise, I know whether or not you know he's in the house. Because he's in the house whether or not you know it. So I'm going to ask you again. Can we give the Lord a praise this morning? Hallelujah. Now I know that he's in the house. Now I know that you know what I know, that he's in the house. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, hallelujah. I might as well just get to the text this morning, that sometimes you got to do a break in to get a breakthrough. You have to do a break in to get a breakthrough. We know growing up that when they said something was through the roof, that it means that it was something exceptional. It means that it exceeded our expectation. It meant that it was something beyond the normal level, something beyond the normal assumption of what we thought it was going to be. When we hear the phrase through the roof, it surprises, it stuns, it takes us by surprise. And today's text is all about something being through the roof, something that exceeds our expectation. I just want to stop for a minute and say, I know that today somebody can go through the roof this morning. Somebody's level of expectation when they came in here, it can be changed today. Amen? Because God is here this morning and Jesus is in the house. So we're going to go through the roof today. Amen? Here we have an interesting story about a paralyzed man who needed to have an audience with Jesus. Amen? There were some obstacles that beset him outside of his physical condition. Amen? We know that he was a paralytic. We know that he couldn't walk. Amen? We know those physical things because the Bible tells us that. And if we put it in our mind's eye, we can see it. But the story goes back that Jesus had arrived in Capernaum and he had arrived to teach and to heal. But on this particular evening, he is speaking at somebody's house. That person just happens to be Peter. So when he went to the house, they said that there was a noise that he was there. Amen? And that the crowd always gathers around when the famous comes around. Amen? And people always come around maybe to see a miracle or two. You see, Jesus, when he had came back to Capernaum, he had just left the other side of Galilee, amen, where he had rescued a demon-possessed man. And the word had got back that Jesus had delivered this man, this demon-possessed man. So by the time he got back to Capernaum, his fame had spread it throughout the region. And at this point in his ministry, wherever Jesus went, the crowd was sure to follow. Amen? The Bible says it was heard he was in the house. It was noise that he was in the house. And you want to know something? Word of mouth spreads faster than an advertisement. Amen? Word of mouth. Because you know, when we talk to one person and they talk to another two, they talk to another three, four, five. So word of mouth that Jesus was there, it spread faster than the town cry saying Jesus is coming. Amen? It was quite possible that this man with the bad paralytic condition, maybe he heard that Jesus was going to be there. The Bible doesn't tell us that. Maybe his four friends heard that he was going to be there. The Bible doesn't tell us that. It tells us that it was noise that he was there. So obviously, one of those five people heard that he was going to be there. So when Jesus was at the house and he was preaching and teaching, there were so many people in the house that the door, you couldn't even open the door. The room was packed with people that even the doorway was jammed with people trying to see Jesus. Amen? It was so packed that even though these four men had carried the paralytic a distance, who knows, the Bible don't tell us. They don't say how long they carried him. The Bible don't tell us. But they just said that when they got there, they couldn't get in. No one, you know, sometimes when a place is packed and you need to get in somewhere, you say, excuse me, can I get in? Can somebody make a little room? There's a need here. Amen? But these people would not move because they didn't want to miss anything that Jesus had to say. Amen? included in the room were Pharisees and teachers of the law. So it was not people who wanted to see Jesus because they had a need. They wanted to see him. Some wanted to see him because they wanted to ridicule him. They wanted to see what he was teaching. They wanted to know what he was preaching. They wanted to know the things he was talking about that was against the law. Amen? Now, when these men came up and they couldn't get in, I'm sure that they were exhausted. I'm sure that they were sweating. I'm sure that they were frustrated. If I did it, I'd be that way. And if you did it, you might be that way too. But somebody came up with a good idea. They looked up at the roof and said, look, maybe we can go that way. Amen? Now, sometimes when somebody comes up with a different idea, because it was different, everybody don't buy into it because it's different. And they don't buy into it because they didn't think of it. But somehow, all four of them came into agreement. Because one couldn't take them up, neither could two. All four had to be on board. Amen? So all four of them came to an agreement what some would think is a crazy plan. Amen? Because the Bible says that they uncovered the roof. Now, when you look at the roof back in those days, it was mud, it was straw, and after a while, it got hard. Amen? So they didn't just put the roof up. They were ripping, they were clawing, they were digging through the roof with their hands and sticks and anything that they could find. So you got to imagine these guys up on a roof, busting through somebody else's roof because they want to get their friend downstairs to see Jesus. Amen? This roof is strong because it was strong enough to hold the weight of the four men. This roof protected the family that lived there for years from all the elements, all the rain, all the winds, everything that happened in that region. That roof was there to cover them. Amen? So it was a strong roof. What do you think the people thought when they saw people up on the roof tearing it off? If you came driving down your block and you know that's your neighbor's house over there and somebody's up there tearing up his roof, what are you going to think? As a matter of fact, let's say they're having a party inside the house, that the house is filled to capacity and somebody's up on the roof with an axe tearing the roof up. What are you going to think? Well, these people were wondering what these four men were doing up on this roof, tearing the roof off. Amen? What would you think if you owned the house? And as you own the house, and all of a sudden, somebody's tearing your roof off? I don't know about you, but I know what I would think. I would say, it's time to get my peace. Amen? It's time to take action. But these men were concerned. They were desperate because their friend that was here, this sick man, he needed to get to the healer. Amen? They were desperate. So sometimes when you got to get to the healer, you got to take desperate measures. I'm saying that for somebody today, that sometimes when you got to get to the healer, you have to take desperate measures. Amen? They wanted to make sure that they could get their friend to the healer because they don't know this could be the only chance they got. This could be their last opportunity. And they don't know Jesus might never pass that way again. But they wanted to make sure that their friend had an opportunity, that he had a chance to see him. Imagine, you're the paralytic man, and you're laying down in that stretcher, and you're looking at your friends doing all of this stuff. What would you think? Would you just sit there and wonder, why are they doing this? Would your attitude be of depression and despondency? What would you think? Or would you cheer them on? Would you shake your head in amazement saying, those are my boys doing that for me? What would you do? Because the man had a choice with his attitude. Amen? He had a choice with his attitude as to what he thought they were doing, whether or not he thought they were going to be successful. Amen? Now imagine the people that are inside of the house. They're listening to Jesus preach and teach, and all of a sudden, all of this noise is going on upstairs, over the roof. Maybe they didn't think nothing, because we know all kind of things happen when Jesus is preaching and teaching. Amen? Maybe they thought that's part of the message. Maybe they thought that was part of the miracle. I don't know. But what would you think if in that house and all of this noise is going on over your head? Amen? And then all of a sudden, dirt and debris starts to fall on your head. Would you look up? Or would you keep listening to Jesus? Is it an earthquake? What did Jesus do? Do you think that Jesus was surprised? Do you think he didn't know what was going on? Do you think he was confused or concerned? Do you think that when the sun started shining through the roof, do you think that he didn't know what was going on? And then all of a sudden, there's a shadow of a man being lowered down into the midst of everybody. They tore the roof off and let this man right down to Jesus. The Bible says, so when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. Was laying down. Amen? This proved determination. This proved faith of the friends. They counted on Jesus to heal their friend. Amen? And they counted on him healing them, because they know it's a lot easier letting them down than trying to bring them back up. Have you ever done something and said, I'm not going to do this because if it don't work, it's going to be harder to reverse it. Amen? But these men had the faith to believe that if we could just get them down there, that Jesus is going to heal them. Amen? They counted on their friend walking out of that room. Amen? The Bible says that faith without works is dead. They had faith, so they worked to make sure they could get him down there. And now they have him in front of Jesus. You know, Jesus, he has his own sense of how he want to work things out. They expect Jesus to, like, lay his hands on him, anoint him with oil or something, and he's going to walk out of there. But that didn't happen. It didn't happen. Jesus says, son, because of your faith, you're forgiven. Now, I don't know about you, but I just helped bring this man here to be healed so he can walk. You're talking about his sins. I want him to walk. Now, I want you to understand that I would not say this to Jesus, but there are times that people do things and they don't understand what I'm saying, and I say, are you ignorant or are you stupid? But I know that after all of that work, they were wondering, what is wrong with this man, Jesus? I know that he can heal. He's done it before. I know that there's been miracles around him. He's done it before. We brought him here to be healed. Why is he saying your sins are forgiven? That's just to let you know that sometimes you come to Jesus for one thing, but there's another priority that he has first. Amen? Jesus understood what the greater need was. The greater need was for his sins to be forgiven rather than him walking. Because he can get on them two legs and walk to hell. Jesus knew that. So he's got the problem right. He has identified. Amen? Jesus knew that the sinful nature needed to be corrected. But you know what? We thank God because not only is he a healer, but he's a redeemer. Thank God because he is our Savior and he has the power to forgive. Jesus wanted that man to walk away in total restoration and not just half. You know, we sing the song 99 and a half won't do. Well, Jesus won't do half a job. Half a job is for the man to walk and be saved. Jesus wanted to take care of his sins and also to give him to walk. Hallelujah. There are times in our lives that we're waiting for God to do something in our lives, but he want to do a complete job. And we're only looking at half the job. But when you do half, that means you got to go back because something is not going to function correctly. If you get new tires on your car, they tell you to get 4 and don't get 2. Amen? Because the 2 new ones are going to act right and the other 2 ain't. Jesus wanted to do a full job. He knew what the man needed. We can thank God that when Jesus does something, that when we leave from the situation that we were in, that we're different from the way that we came in. Amen? The man came for his infirmities, but he left completely restored and healed. He came with iniquities, but he left forgiven and set free. He came with no hope, but he left with complete victory. He came with questions, but he left with answers and the solution. He came with faith, and he was not disappointed. Amen? And even though the door was blocked, another way. Amen? Even though the door was blocked, there was another way. Even though the door was blocked, he never gave up. Sometimes in order for you to have a breakthrough, you got to have a break in. This man had to break in. They had to break into the house. You have to make a way to find Jesus where he's at. Sometimes the devil blocks your door. He blocks your way in. But Jesus will show you another way in. But you got to keep going. Don't go through the door. Go through the roof. The enemy, he will set up walls, he will set up boundaries in your way. But sometimes you got to break through them to get to Jesus. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you got to break in through barriers that prevent you from getting your blessings. The blessing's there, but there's a barrier there. You got to break through it and break in. You have to break in through the barrier that prevents you from your healing. Sometimes you want healing, but you can't get to the doctor? Come on. Sometimes you need healing, you can't get your medicine? Come on. You keep talking, you keep asking, you keep fighting, you keep praying, you're going to get a break into a breakthrough. Some of us need restoration. We got to kick some barriers in order to get that breakthrough in our restoration. Some of us have a barrier to salvation. Hallelujah. And we got to break in to get the breakthrough for our salvation. Hallelujah. That breakthrough, that breaking that has to happen sometimes is right here. Hallelujah. The biggest obstacle that we have so many times is right here. It's not physical. It's spiritual. Sometimes we hold on to things that we don't need to hold on to. Because in our minds, we think we're going to miss something. Hallelujah. But you'll never miss something with the Savior. Amen. You have to let go and let God. Sometimes you have to break in those barriers that prevent you from your deliverance. It don't make sense for you to say, I need deliverance, but you want to hold on to things. You can't get delivered from something you want to hold on to. You got to break through that. You got to knock that thing down. Whatever it is to get your breakthrough for deliverance. Hallelujah. This man wanted to be delivered from a paralytic condition. And they broke through the roof. When Jesus saw that, he knew that they were determined. Are you determined to get your breakthrough? Well, then you got to break in something. Here's the other thing. The Bible indicated that the friends were just as determined to get the paralytic man to Jesus as the paralytic man himself. Here comes the ouch moment. Those friends of yours that you walk with, that you pray with, they got to be just as determined with you and for you, for your deliverance, for your breakthrough, for your healing, for your restoration. Because if they don't believe, they're not going to pray hard for you. They're not going to believe hard for you. They're not going to have the faith for you. I know we say, can two walk together unless they agree? But sometimes people will agree, but they really don't. You have to make sure that when you're going for whatever you're going to Jesus for, that those people are in sync with you. The four men had to be in sync. They had to be in agreement that we're going to go up on the roof, break in, and let him down. Who's your prayer partner? Who you going to church with? Who you rolling with? Who you calling when things go on in your life? Are they in sync with you? Are they in sync with what it is that you need from the Lord? Because some people just want to hear the dirt. Some people act concerned, but they smile behind your back when you're in trouble. There are those that are really envious of your position. They're envious of what God has blessed you with. Because we're too busy listening with our ears and looking with our eyes and not infilled with the Holy Spirit and letting us lead the way. Because that will tell you, he will guide you, he will open up things that you cannot see. In this particular example, these men were filled with a determination that the normal person will not see. Think about when you went to your house and somebody said, oh, you ain't going to get no house. But your determination, you had something inside that they couldn't see. That's the Holy Spirit when we're dealing with these things. It's something on the inside that people cannot see. And it's not in the way that we talk, but it's in the way that we are. It's in the way that we act. It's in the way we handle things. It's in the way that we address things. And when people see it, they are amazed. Just like when the paralytic man came down, everybody in the room except for Jesus was amazed. They knew that their faith had to get them to Jesus. They knew that they had a hard journey. They knew that they were tired and hungry. But they didn't stop. They didn't stop because they knew that the master was right there in the house. They didn't stop. They didn't let the people in the room stop them. Amen. I could see people looking up like, hey, 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 what you doing there? But it didn't stop them. There are times that you're going to be doing something for Christ and people are going to be screaming at you, hey, 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 what are you doing there? But you can't let people stop you on your way to your breakthrough. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. And you have to seek because there's always going to be a barrier to your healing and your breakthrough. But don't stop. I know of another person in the Bible who had to keep going and break in to get their breakthrough. When we look at the woman with the issue of blood, there was people all around. And if she looked at the crowd, she would have stopped. But she kept going and going and going because she knew if I touch the hem of his garment, that there can be a breakthrough in my life. I've been like this 12 years. I got nothing to lose. I am going to get my breakthrough. Is there somebody here today that is going through something that says no matter what it looked like, I am going to get my breakthrough? It don't look good, but I'm going to get it. Jesus is in the house. If I could touch. I don't need to grab them. I just need a touch. Don't you know? Just a touch from him. Hallelujah. You want things to change. You need a touch from him. You need to break in to something. You want your sons and your daughters to act right? Break into that room, anoint it with oil. You want your husband, your wife to act right? Break in and put some oil on that bread. You want your boss to leave you alone? You can work. Put some oil on your desk. Let them know that you're covered by the blood. The Bible says, when the angel saw the blood, that they either pass over you. The devil will pass over you because he'll know who you are and whose you are. You got to know who you are. You got to know your power. You got to know what you possess. You got to have determination. Can't no devil in hell stop you. Can't no devil in hell stop you. You stop you. She tried to get to Jesus. She couldn't get to him. Her door was blocked. She tried to cry out, but Jesus didn't hear her. The voice of the crowd smothered her. She could have said, I got to get to him. Somebody today, you're saying, I got to get to him. This is an opportunity that I can't let pass me by. Hallelujah. Don't come in here for nothing. Don't come in here just to come to church. Come in here for something. Because this opportunity might not ever come again. Hallelujah. Everybody here Sunday might not be here Monday. Don't let an opportunity pass you by. Hallelujah. Listen, God has you already invented, but Satan wants to block your. He's a hater. He's a hater. He hates you. He hates you. His desire is to keep you in bondage. Whatever your bondage is, his aim is to please you and keep you in bondage. His aim is to discourage you. Don't you know that when he keeps you discouraged, your head is down and you look. His aim is to keep you sick. He want to keep you in debt. He want to keep you feeling defeated and bottom. Somebody. Victory today. Oh, hallelujah. It is Satan's business to block your victory. That's what he's here to do. But when you know that you're a child of Christ, that the victory has already been won. That's why no matter what the circumstances, you must walk in victory. You know that I already won it already. It's a done deal. Done. When he died on the cross, he said, it is finished. That means everything that the devil can try to do to you, it is finished. He said, you can conquer anything that you go through because I have conquered it. But you got to believe it. And you got to have the faith to walk in that arena. Hallelujah. When they went up on the roof, did they think it was going to be easy? No. But they knew that whatever it takes, they were going to do it. Sometimes, whatever it, you have to have that attitude that whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. The Bible already said that we are more than conquerors. Jesus Christ, we are more. That means when you're more than conquerors, you don't just beat them down, but you have them under your feet. The devil is under the feet of each and every individual in this church this morning. If you know what you know, what you know, if you know whatever you're going through right now, somebody need to praise the Lord. Somebody need to call on the name of Jesus. Somebody need to say, Satan, get behind me. Somebody need to call out until victory is won. You have to believe. I already believe. Jesus already know. The Father has already ordained it. What you lose here is already loosed up there. You gotta have a through the roof kind of faith. You gotta have the kind of faith that says, I'm gonna go up and I'm gonna get up there and I'm gonna stand and I'm gonna crawl and I'm gonna dig and I'm gonna beat until I get to where I can meet the master. Hallelujah. You gotta have a through the roof kind of faith that penetrates whatever the situation is. Hallelujah. You got to have a through-the-roof kind of faith that know that even though the doors are closed, there's another way in. Woo. Hallelujah. You got to have a through-the-roof kind of faith that's built to last, a kind of faith that says, I will not fail because Christ hasn't failed me. You got to have the roof kind of faith that don't buckle under pressure. The devil's going to try to squeeze you. He's going to make it hard, but don't buckle. You got to bend, but don't break. Come on, somebody. You got to have a faith that says, God is our refuge and my strength, a very present help, a help. He's a help. Whenever trouble's around, he's a help. No matter what they say, my help is on the way. Help is on the way. Somebody got to say this morning, my help is on the way. He's a present help. He's not coming tomorrow. It's right now. My help is on the way. I can feel my help. I can look to the hills from where my help is going to come from. Somebody say, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
is on the way. I don't have to do it by myself. Oh, hallelujah. My help is on the way. I got the Father. I got the Son. I got the Holy Spirit. All my help is on the way. All my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I go on? I want you to know, don't let Satan block your blessings. Don't let Satan steal your joy. Don't let Satan hinder your peace. Don't yield to every temptation and trial. Don't let his fiery darts, don't let them burn you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, but there's no temptation taken that you can't withstand. Hallelujah. Every temptation that is common to man, God is faithful. Everything that you go through, he knows. And he is faithful. He don't let you go it alone. He's faithful. He won't leave you in the back alley by yourself because he's faithful. He wrote in his word that he never leave you nor forsake you. So no matter how it looks, keep on fighting your battle on your knees, knowing that God is faithful. Hallelujah. The Bible says that every temptation that you have, that God will find and make a way of escape. Sometimes you got to wait to escape. But I want you to know, if he said it, it's going to happen. That man, on that paralytic man, he had been in that condition since he was 4 years old. The Bible don't necessarily say how old he is, but he was in his 30s. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says 12 years she had to wait. The woman at the well, she had 5 husbands and was with somebody that wasn't one of them. But when Jesus met her, it seemed like no man, no how, could satisfy her thirst. But Jesus said, the water that I will give you to drink, you'll thirst no more. Somebody has been going through something for many years, and Jesus is saying, come on, well, come on to the well. I got some water to quench your thirst. Hallelujah. No,
that when Satan blocks your door, go on through the roof. God wants to set you free. God wants you to have peace. But Satan, he's going to block that door, and he's going to place obstructions in front of you. But you got the power. He didn't say go to pastor, because he has the power. I ain't never read that in the book. I ain't never read where they say go to bishop. He has the power. He says you. That means a you and 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 me. We got the power. Whatever it is, you see, your relationship is a one-on-one thing. So he endowed each and every one of us with our own individual power. How is your power packed this morning? Is your battery on low? Or is it charged up? I don't know about you, but mine is charged up this morning. And I know that ain't no devil in hell is going to defeat me today. That no matter what I go through, that God is on my side. And if he be for me, who? Who? Can you say who? Who can be against me? Hallelujah. But you must be determined. You must be. God said you can live in victory today. Hallelujah. Let us stand this morning. Woo. Can we give him a hand? Can we praise him this morning? Can we praise God this morning? Can we say hallelujah to his name? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to live in victory. Hallelujah. The Bible says, greater is he. Greater is he. Not around me, but within me. When you look at yourself, greater is he. He is the creator. He is the orchestrator of all things. Greater is he that is in me. Can you say greater is he that is in me? Hallelujah. Woo. Come on, praise him this morning. Somebody praise him this morning. Somebody praise him this morning. Greater is he. I don't think you understand what that means. Greater is he that is within me. That means greater. You're greater. You got a God that's great, and he's in you. You're greater than your circumstances. You're greater than situations. You're greater than the enemy. You're greater than his men. His demons. You're greater because he is within you. You know, he's not around you. He's in you. I know what the doctors say, but greater is he. Somebody got to tell the devil today, stop trying to block
my blessings. Somebody got to tell him today, I'm going to walk in God's will. Somebody need to tell him today that I'm going to serve God with all of my heart. Somebody say today, I'm going to keep his commandments. Somebody say, I'm going to live a holy life. Somebody say, I'm going to stand upon the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. You got to confess it with your mouth. Don't think it, say it. And don't just say it, live it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. You got to live it. You can't just say it. Don't just be talking loud and saying nothing. Come on. That's the only way you're going to get victory. You got to say it. You got to walk it. You got to believe it. You got to trust it. You got to own it. You got to own it. And when you do that, that's when he makes that way of escape for you. Only then will he make that way of escape for you. You keep falling down, thinking that you escaped, but you haven't totally surrendered. You want the way of escape? Surrender all. Give it all. Give it all. He knows what you're giving. God has something good for you today. I believe that there's a miracle in the making right now. Somewhere in the house, somewhere online, there's a miracle in the making today. I challenge you today. I challenge each and every one of you today in this house. Each and every one under the sound of my voice, whether you're online, whether you're going to look at it later on, that this week and moving forward, that you have a through the roof kind of faith. A through the roof kind of faith. That means you can't see it, but you know it. You can't see it, but you know it. You know that your prayers are not going to fall on deaf ears. Because Jesus said when he prayed, he knew the Father always heard him. And when you pray, know that the Father hears you. But have you surrendered all? Hallelujah. This morning, it's time for a new birth. Come on. It's time for a new birth. It's time for renewal. That's the time it is right now. It's time to straighten some things out. Hallelujah. To let go and let God. It's time to trust. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Oh, how I love Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're here today or online watching and you're not in the right relationship, you're not in the right standing with Jesus, now's the time to get it right. There is no rhyme or no reason for the way things happen in this world today. And every day that you're outside of the will of God, you're gullible to the wiles of the enemy. Hallelujah. Now's the time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of surrender. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In this house today, if you need him, come. If you need him, come. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right. Don't look behind. No, you know that you need him. Come. Today is the day of salvation. If you need him, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll not be able to say, I never heard the word. You'll never be able to say, I wasn't offered Christ. If you need him, come. Tear down them walls. Come on to the roof. You need them, come. The devil don't care. Young people, old people, men, women, boys, girls. Hallelujah. You need them, come. Hallelujah. Time to break some yokes today. The anointing breaks the yoke. There's an anointing in the house today. There's some yokes that need to be broken in the name of Jesus. There's some barriers that need to be broken into in the name of Jesus. There's some breakthrough that needs to happen right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come. Come. Hallelujah. 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 Come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're going to break some yokes today in the name of Jesus. We're going to break some barriers today in the name of Jesus. We're going to break some chains today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't you know that he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Yokes are going to be broken today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Anointing. to let